You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back. Today we're talking about this, what your lady lion is missing. That's right, what your lady lion is missing. Now just think about that, the lady lion. I'm talking to you, dear soul. I'm talking about that lioness, that fierce lioness that's within you. Have you ever thought about that? You know what's interesting, too, about the word fierce? Have you ever noticed that fierce and fear may start off sounding the same until you actually hear her roar? The question is, have you lost your roar? Have you lost it? Have you somehow lost your strength? Do you feel as though you've lost your fears? Do you feel as though you've lost your force? Do you feel as though you've lost your power? Do you feel like you've lost your way? Well, no worries, because today's soul story comes from today. I actually did a call-in show where I had one of my viewers call in. This gentleman was asking the question of, can you tell me why we as humans are so weak and we tend to say we're going to do things, but we don't do them. And for whatever reason, we're not able to actually stick with things. We use excuses. And he went on and on. And the first thing I said to him was, thanks for calling. Thanks for asking. But then what I did was I broke it down. I said, hey, look, I can't answer for the whole human population. But what I can say is this. I can answer for myself. And I can answer for the clients I've worked with, the clients I work with, the patients I've served over the years, so I can speak from that perspective. But first, I would like to know, are you really asking for the whole human population, or are you asking for yourself? Because if really what you're saying to me is, why am I so weak? Why do I not follow through? Why don't I actually do what I say I'm going to do? I said, is that what you're asking? And he said, yeah, I guess you're right. And I said, yeah, and I kind of chuckled. I was like, yes, that's why he's asking. So then I asked him, I said, you know what, speak in first person, because really, we don't care about anything else right now but you, right here in this moment. So after we spoke and after we walked through the process, he was precious because he took notes and he even responded back and commented on the video and said he actually watched it at least 3 times. And I think we were on the phone talking for at least 20 minutes. And he said he took notes and he kind of came up with a game plan based on what I shared with him. And we came up with a strategic game plan. And after he went through it several times, he wrote it out and he said, yes, this is my strategy. And I can't wait to hear what happens for him. But you know, it's interesting because as I looked at that, I thought, you know what? Why do we as humans not follow through? Why are we so weak sometimes? What happens when that fierce feels more like and sounds more like and looks more like fear than fierce? What happens? And I really identified 4 things that can be missing from your inner lady lion. Number 1 is that you're lost. You're missing your way. You've lost your way. And if you've lost your way and you feel as though you're out there in the middle of nowhere, and a lot of times, you know, I talk about it like being out in the middle of the ocean, you're flailing around, you feel like you're drowning, you feel like you've been left for dead, to drown in your own pity party, your own tears, your own life. And it's that feeling of feeling so lost, confused, stuck, or like you're going in circles and nothing seems to be working. How do you gain that back? How do you gain back your ground? How do you become found? That, my dear, starts by first of all identifying the truth that you feel lost. So you have to first locate yourself. And in that lost state, a lot of times we have forgotten what we believe. We have forgotten what we desire. And we don't know where to go or even whom to trust. And so what happens is we get into this place of lack. That's the other L word that the lady lion is missing. Is you may be feeling like you've got lack somewhere. Like you're not doing what you say you're going to do. You're not living the life that you would love to live because somehow you feel like you don't have something. You're missing something. Maybe it's information, maybe it's a relationship, whatever it is, but you think there's lack there. Or perhaps you're lacking trust. Is it possible that all these things are available to you, but you haven't trusted yourself? You haven't trusted the process. You haven't trusted others. Maybe you even haven't trusted God, whatever. But there is a trust issue there, and it's led to a lack in your life. So what's it going to take for you to actually move from lack to abundance? What it takes, my dear, is focus, an intense, intense faith in the process, and intense faith in what you believe, what you desire, and who do you trust? And in whom do you trust? Do you trust yourself? You see where this is going? Because as I talked about belief, desire, and trust, that's hope, right? Well, faith is the substance of that which you hope for. So that which you positively expect, your belief, your desire, and trust, will lead to you being able to actually focus in and have the faith that's necessary to actually get your fears back. Another thing that you may be missing is love, okay? Maybe you haven't quite discovered yet what it is that you really love. Like I told this person, I said, hey, look, you know what? You got to focus in on what you love. What is it that you really say you desire to do? Because chances are, if you're coming up with every single excuse in the book not to do it, there's a good chance that you're doing it only because you think you should, or it's a good idea, or it's a maybe, kind of, sort of, woulda, coulda, sounds like a great idea, everyone else is doing it, or I think there's a need, so I think I'm going to fill it. But really, it's not your bag. It's not your jam. It's not your call. It's not your inspired place. It's not your life's work. It's not really for you, even though it's a great thing. If you're not in love with it, my dear friend, set yourself free. Set yourself free. It's time for you to get honest with yourself and really have that moment. I call it like a come to Jesus moment with yourself. And you look at yourself in the eyes and the heart and you say, self, tell me the truth here. Is this really something that you're all into? Do you really love this or not? And it's okay to say, no, I'm not into this. Quit pretending like you are. Allow yourself to see the truth, to know the truth, to walk in the truth, and to live out the truth, because knowledge of the truth sets you free. You know why? Because when you're actually living in truth, you quit carrying around this heaviness of all the woulda, coulda, shoulda, and you actually get down to business, and you actually step into the freedom that's available, the fierce nature of who you are. And then another reason why you or someone else you know may not be actually following through, may not be actually expressing the strength that is in her or him, is simply because you're lazy. I have to say it, my dear. You may be lazy. You may be thinking, hey, you know what? I want all this. I want to do all this. I want to have all this, but I don't really want to do the work. I want to have all these experiences and have this transformation, but I'm not really into all the growth that it's going to take. I'm not into the OW that's in the middle of growth, the ow. You know what I'm talking about. We've talked about this before. Like that really uncomfortable growth time, doing the work, actually doing the work, hands to the plow, looking straight ahead, and actually taking action. Maybe you're feeling lazy. Maybe you are lazy. I don't know. But the problem is that if you keep saying, I want, I want, I want, it's going to keep you in want. You must tap into your desire. And when you really tap into your desire and you tap into your inspire and your inspired inspiration, you'll actually tap into a power and an energy to actually get the work done. The do, that is who, which is you, my dear. Am I speaking to you today? Are you hearing me? Because if your lady lion is missing her fears, if she's missing her roar, if she's missing her royalty, queen of the jungle, you know what I'm talking about? It's time to take a look at these four areas. Lost, lack, love, or really not love, and maybe it's lazy. Identify where you are today and identify which one of these areas needs your attention. And let's go even beyond need, moving beyond need. What is it that right now is asking for your attention? What are you committed to giving your attention and your focus to? And where are you all in to sharing your heart and soul, your undivided attention and care? So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. What do you desire to do right now, my dear, that you've been saying, I want to do this, I desire that, yep, that's what I'm going to do. But for some reason, you have felt really weak and uncommitted and actually following through and getting the results that you desire. What is that for you? Write it down, circle it, and then take a look. Which one of these L words is you? Make a commitment today. Focus in, laser sharp focus, because that lady lion isn't missing. She may be missing a little focus, freedom. She may be feeling a little lost. She may be feeling a whole lot of fear. But you know what? That fierce is in there. You must be willing to express the creative nature and the power that is uniquely you, my dear. I would so love to hear from you. I would love to know what's going on for you. And hey, if you haven't been over to the womensippingonlife.com podcast website, come on over. I have got a ton of resources over there for you. I've got a lot of valuable resources that will help you in this journey of rediscovering and redefining your fears. I would love to get these resources in your hands and most of all in your heart. And please, please, please share this. Share this message with other women that you know, other dear souls, your best girlfriends, your best lady lions that somehow have forgotten their roar. Thank you so much for being here. I will look forward to seeing you and sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.